It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 21st, 1937. It's the first edition of The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, who was an Oxford University professor, and of course he published The Hobbit. 1972, Texas Instruments enters the electronic calculator market. They came up with three new calculators, the TI-2500, or the Data Math, which offered four functions, full floating decimal point, with an eight-digit light-emitting diode display for $119.95. The TI-3000 and the TI-3500 sell for $85 and $100, respectively. 1994, Microsoft releases Windows NT 3.5 operating system. It's released in two editions, the server and the workstation edition. The system was developed for a purpose in increasing the speed of the operating system, and it was codenamed Daytona, in regards to the Daytona International Speedway. 1996, a New York Times article reveals that in an investigation into the crash of the American Airlines Flight 965 in Colombia back in December of 1995 revealed that a programming error may have contributed to the disaster. The pilots apparently selected the first choice of a beacon to guide the plane's autopilot to a landing without checking its correct destination. And in 1998, 3DFX Interactive files a suit in Northern California District Court against NVIDIA, which is, of course, a competing 3D chip producer. They allege patent infringements on the multi-texturing technologies. An Apple computer releases Apple Works 5 software suite for $99 or $79 with the upgrade. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at Y2K, researchers at F-Secure and McAfee.com discovered the first handheld computer virus called Phage, P-H-A-G-E, which targeted Palm OS operating systems. And the United States prosecutors revealed that James Dykeman was charged with allegedly hacking into computer systems at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. 2003, AMD releases the 1.9 GHz Athlon XP2600 Plus processor, featured a 512 kilobit level 2 cache and 333 megahertz frontside bus. Intel in 2003 released the 2.6 gigahertz Pentium 4 HT2.66 mobile processor, which also featured a 512 megahertz level 2 cache and a 533 megahertz frontside bus. 2006 version 9.02 of the Opera Internet Suite is released. In 2008, Stephen Hawking unveils the Corpus Clock, which conveys a somber message about our relationship to time. In 2009, Chrysler announces that they will be getting rid of paper manuals and going fully digital by providing a DVD copy of the manual to all Chrysler owners. And in 2010, Google puts out a transparency report that reveals which governments are blocking or censoring Google. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.